This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Felipe de Jesus Martinez. Date of birth, January the 3rd, 1962. Case ID number is 475-7339. Date of exam, May the 9th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Nuestra Clinica del Valle, dated 12/19/2022. And from Dr. Pablo Tegel, the third, chiropractic, dated 2/10/22. Identifying information, this is a 61-year-old separated male with six children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of T1 to T5 back surgery, comma, high blood pressure, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, and hypothyroidism. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was February the 8th, 2022, where he worked as a truck driver for 37 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations, number one, T1, T5 back surgery with back pain. Number two, high blood pressure. Number three, hyperlipidemia. Number four, diabetes mellitus. And number five, hypothyroidism. History allegations, number one, T1 to T5 back surgery with back pain. The claimant states that on February the 8th, 2022, he was in a motor vehicle accident where he was hit by a semi-truck and sustained injuries of his back area. He states that his back was fractured and he had two herniated discs. He states the character of the pain is an aching stabbing pain located in the lumbar sacral and thoracic back area, which radiates down to his right leg. He also states that his right leg is numb. The claimant had a fusion performed and open reduction, internal fixation with possible discectomy. The claimant responded very well to the surgery, and although he does have pain, he is able to ambulate and function. The claimant's limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, sit for 1 hour, comma, lift approximately 20 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. He does have a cane that he uses and two back supports. His physician at this time is Dr. Christopher Scottfield. His daily activities include doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, and doing the laundry. He also has a young man that comes to help him throw out the trash and do other chores for him. The claimant saw a physician, which was Dr. Scottfield, and Dr. Tegel, the chiropractor for his back. He did receive 3 months of physical therapy. At the present time, the claimant is taking oxycodone/APAP, 10 milligrams/325 milligrams TID for back pain, which he states does help him. He was diagnosed with a T1, T5 fracture with a probable discectomy and fusion performed to stabilize his back. As noted earlier, he wears two back supports and did present with a cane. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states in 2016 he was having chest pain, shortness of breath, occipital headaches, and blurred vision. He denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. He is presently on lisinopril 20 milligrams QD and amlodipine 10 milligrams QD. His blood pressure at this visit was 130 over 88 mmHg, which is normal. He appears to be well controlled for his condition. Number three, hyperlipidemia. The claimant states that in 2013, he was noted to have a very high cholesterol level. He was started on lovastatin 20 milligrams QD, and he denies having a myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident. His blood work for September the 16, 2022, was triglycerides were 176, LDL was 137, cholesterol was 216, and HDL was 44, which was normal. His triglycerides, LDL, and cholesterol are borderline high, although he does appear to be fairly controlled and may need more medication for his condition. Allegation number four, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2019, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, but a weight gain of 50 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. He does have diabetic polyneuropathy of his hands and feet where he feels numbness and tingliness. He checks his blood glucose two times per day, and he states it usually comes out between 110 to 135. Although he states the lowest it's ever been is 90 milligrams / DL. His last hemoglobin A1C was 5.8, which is completely normal. He is presently on Jardiance 25 milligrams QD. His condition appears to be well controlled. Allegation number five, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 2019, he was noted to have a condition of hypothyroidism. He says no cancer was found. His last TSH was 5.8, which is mildly elevated. He is approximately on presently on level thyroxine 50 micrograms QD. His condition is borderline, and he appears to be fairly well controlled. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1 mile, stand for 30 minutes, climb six steps, and bend over to pick up clothes. He is unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He does have an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses most of the time, and two back supports that he uses daily. His physician is Dr. Christopher Scottsfield. At the present time, he is on oxycodone / APAP, 10 milligrams / 325 milligrams TID for pain, which does give him relief. He states the only thing he does are minor chores around the house. Family history, non-pertinent at this time. Medications, lovastatin 20 milligrams QD, Jardiance 25 milligrams QD, level thyroxine 50 micrograms QD, oxycodone / APAP, 10 milligrams / 325 milligrams TID, lisinopril 20 milligrams QD, atorvastatin 20 milligrams QD, docusate sodium 100 milligrams BID, and amlodipine 10 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, history of T1, T5, back fusion, and possible disectomy, with herniated disc times 2, secondary to an injury causing fractures. The claimant also appeared to have some open reduction and internal fixation of the back. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant states he drinks about 12 beers per week for 20 years. He denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant did use marijuana in the past, but hasn't used it since 1980. He denies the use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit. Weight 218 pounds. Height 5 feet 6 inches. BP 130 over 88 mmHg. Heart rate 72 beats per minute. Respiration 18 respirations per minute. BMI 35. General. This is a 61-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to abdomen? The claimant has a 15-centimeter midline vertical scar of the spine where he had a T1 to T5 fusion. He also appears to be, the surgery appears to be clean and intact at this time. Could you drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant has a right lateral foot numbness and mild right leg radiculopathy. Could you drop down to neurological exam, the last two sentences, reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 0 for the right side and +2 on the left. Reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally were +2 bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady but symmetric. The claimant did come with an assisted device, which is a cane. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the right lower extremity. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion motor and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities, straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. And the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had some difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, but was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate, but with his cane. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He does require a cane at all times for support. Neurological. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical for the upper extremities, which include the biceps, brachioradialis. However, for the patella and Achilles reflexes, the right side was 0 and the left side was plus 2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal for the upper extremities and for the left lower extremity, but not for the right lower extremity. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there is some muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas, except for the right lower extremity, which was plus 4 over 5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the thoracolumbar spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the lumbar sacral back area where a fusion was performed. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with difficulty. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant does show some mild muscle wasting and fatigue of the right lower extremity. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a lumbar sacral back injury with right-sided radiculopathy. Probable diagnoses, number 1, T1, T5 back injury with fusion surgery, dash confirmed with physical examination. The claimant appears to have a lumbar sacral back pain with right radiculopathy. Number 2, hypertension, dash being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 130 over 88 mmHg, which is normal. Number 3, hyperlipidemia, dash borderline high, is being treated and is fairly stable. Number 4, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, being treated at this time. His last hemoglobin A1C was 5.8, which is normal. He appears to be very well controlled. And number 5, hypothyroidism, dash being treated. His last TSH was borderline high, but he appears to be fairly well controlled. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Felipe de Jesus Martinez.